Blog Talk Radio.
Praise God, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Monday. It says they're having a difficulty or whatever. We'll try this again. Praise God, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Monday, September the 9th of 2019. And we're so glad you could join us tonight, wherever you may be, however you may be accessing the show here online, whether you're using a smartphone or a desktop, which I found out recently that a lot of people are still using them, believe it or not. They haven't gone extinct yet. Or maybe you're on one of those flip phones, maybe, which some people like to call dumb phones. And by the way, listeners, I do remember the flip phone. It is not something that came out like a million years ago. Now, I didn't have the first flip phone by any means. I didn't even have a flip phone until like 2009, I think. And I've had an iPhone for like 7 years, and the iPhone's been around for 12, so have you ever heard, Brooke, you've heard of the name like charter member before, haven't you?
Charter member?
Yeah, generally, doesn't that mean that like someone's been a part of it like at least half of its life, I think?
Yeah, like a long time.
Yeah, something that's been around for like 50 years or more, though, it would be like at least 10 years usually, right? But for stuff that's been around for more short terms than that, it usually means half the life. That makes sense, doesn't it? Yeah, so I would say I'm a charter iPhone user, because that doesn't mean you're a lifer, but at the same time, you're a charter user, and that's what I am, because I've been using them since 2012. That's actually what I call into the show on. That regardless of the means, I mean, what phone or what computer you're using to access the show, we are so glad that you made a choice to tune in to the program tonight. And I have a boatload of stuff to get to tonight. Fuck, did you set it to 90? I do because of it being, usually when it's football season, I go 90 anyway, because then I can go more.
All right, I'll remember.
Oh, good. Thank you. Sorry, we were just figuring something out because of everything I have to get to tonight. Sometimes it's like, because sometimes you can kind of shorten it up. Other times it's like you need all 90, you know? And tonight is one of those nights. We have the so speaking of which, so that you don't lose track, let me tell you kind of where all we're going to go tonight. Because, like I just alluded to, I have a lot. We have the Ministry of Health Conference this week, so I wanted to take a couple minutes and touch on that and why Ministry of Health is so important. Then I want to read in the Bible from Luke 18 about the blind beggar who received his sight. And we're going to talk about that. We're going to sing a song. And then, now we'll sing first before we open the Bible. We'll sing, then we'll open the Bible. And then after that, we will do sports. I have Tigers to talk about. I have a note on Dave Dombrowski, the former president of operations with the Tigers, who became part of the Red Sox. I have a note on him that I will discuss. And then we have football up the wazoo tonight. I have Chemex. In other words, I have Midland High. I have Dow High. I have Michigan, that overtime game to talk about, what on earth happened there. I have Michigan State to talk about. I have Lions to talk about in that mess. And I have, in addition to that, what else happened in the NFL yesterday and my picks for tonight's games. Because I'll do the thing of six picks per week, and then I add the Monday night one. But the Monday night pick, I make that pick on Monday night. Just so your listeners know, for the rest of the season as we go through football season. And let me remind you that football coverage on the Miracle Man Show is always brought to you by Dairy Queen and that delicious pumpkin pie blizzard that I hope they bring back this year. You can go find out for yourself tomorrow when they have the blizzard for a $1.40 in honor of Blizzard Day, which is the 10th of every month, and they commemorate the anniversary of the blizzard. One of America's favorite ice cream treats. I don't know why they named it a blizzard, to be honest with you. I only like blizzards if they're the ice cream. If they're the winter time, if they're the winter one, as an adult, I do not like the snow blizzards. The only way I would like them if I was a parent is if they kept the kids home from school. Excuse me, sorry. Other than that, I don't want them. I'll stick to the snow flurries. Now, which ice cream treat is better, the blizzard or the flurry? We can have that debate at another time. I don't have the. Obviously, you could always spare a minute, but I won't be doing that tonight about whether the blizzard or flurry, because it would take me a while to decide, because I like both, to be honest. I will say this, for DQ's part. They have a lot more choices. A lot more choices when it comes to the Blizzard than what McDonald's has for the McFlurry. Last you checked, what was it? Like 20-some choices, Brooke? Is that what it was?
I think so. 20-something.
I want to say it was like 28 or something real high like that. And that includes the BOMs, right? Blizzard of Month and Blizzard of Season. Or is it just 28 regulars, Brooke?
What?
Is it 28 regulars, or are you including the BOSs, meaning like the Blizzards of the Season? Does that include the BOSs or no?
I think it does.
Maybe. Yeah, because like right now that means. But some of those BOSs are usually on for like a good 5-6 months. I feel like.
Yeah.
Like the summer ones.
Right.
They. Unless they purposely do that so that they have more in the summer than they do in the winter.
Good. Possible.
Needless to say, I'll be there tomorrow, listeners, to see. Well, what? And you may say, what Blizzard will the Miracle Man get this time? Well, if the pumpkin pie is there tomorrow, that question was already answered. If not, let me think here. Maybe cotton candy. Have you ever tried the cotton candy one before, Brooke?
I have not.
If only you weren't allergic. If only there was a way to cure that thing.
I know, if only.
You need to find out if there's a way.
You know, I'm trying.
There needs to be a way to cure that, because when ice cream is one of your favorites, which you told me it is.
I love ice cream. Malt. I love malt.
Where did you have like really good malts at before?
The dairy in Freeland has amazing malt.
Is that the same place as the pumpkin ice cream?
Yeah.
Do they have a pumpkin malt?
They might. I'm sure they could make it into a malt if they have the ice cream.
Oh my gosh.
I know. Maybe we should take a trip there.
Oh, yeah, because of course, listeners, if you know me, if you remember me from the last 2 years, you would probably remember that pumpkin everything is some of my favorites. Did I say it was my favorite? I said some of. And because I don't claim that fall's my favorite season. And other than football and punk and everything, it's not. It lies with two other seasons, one of which is summer and the other one of which is December. Or between Thanksgiving and Christmas. But listeners, before I get into tonight's content, I want to tell you real quick that the number to call into the Miracle Man show, if you'd like to call in and talk to me about generally anything you want to talk about, whether it be sports, you have a question about the Bible or about the Ministry of Helps, the number to call in is area code 215-383-3810. Once again, that is area 215-383-3810. Listen for the prompts, and when you hear the prompt that says to call into a live show, press 1. Go ahead and press 1. You will be taken to a call screener. My assistant will answer the phone, and she will let me know that we have a caller. And I will say, well, good deal. And then I'll let you on the air, and we will let you have at it. All right. Now, Ministry of Health's conferences this week. And some of you may be thinking, well, Miracle Man, what is the Ministry of Health? Is that a real thing, or is it just something you or your pastor or someone came up with? Well, it's a real thing. Here's what it's about. The Ministry of Helps is those people who help to put on a church service and to clean up and set up and tear down and everything else, ushers, security, children's church workers. It includes everything that goes on, you know, cleaning of the bathrooms. And if you're working in the church, your ministry, that's part of why it's the name, the Ministry of Helps. Yeah, but I'm not in the pulpit. Well, you're still ministering. And some people may think the only people who are actually ministering is those leading worship or taking up the offering or preaching the word of God or giving an utterance as the Lord leads them. Or whatever, they just think of the ministry that is taking place from a microphone. Or the ministry to the kids in the children's church wing. Or the ministry that takes place to the youth group. Well, all that is ministry. Yes, it is. And thank God for all of that. But also, ministry can also include armor bearers. What's an armor bearer? Someone who helps carry the load. I explained what would happen if in a church the pastor had to do everything in the service. I won't explain it all again. But there are things that need to be done every service. You know, the floor, you know, the carpets need to be vacuumed. The bathrooms need to be checked and restocked if need be. You know, any good church that's friendly, you want to have someone friendly at the door to greet people as they come in. It can even be, like at my church, there's people in the back who'll make coffee for Dr. Buckley. And it can be part of that. And every Christian everywhere who is in a local church is called to the Ministry of Helps. I'll say it again. Every Christian everywhere who is involved in the local church is called to the Ministry of Helps. I repeated it because I wanted to make it clear. This week at the conference, there are a lot of different areas that are going to be dealt with. Obviously, it's not like all the same stuff gets brought up every year necessarily, but God has a plan for it. Dr. Barclay will speak. other pastors will speak. There may be some panel discussions about different areas. It may be, there may be some teaching on maybe worship or being a worship leader. There may be children's church ministry, or maybe God will lay hands on them. Maybe Dr. Buckley will lay hands on everybody one of the nights so that we can all flow better in the ministry that God has called us to. That'd be great. I don't know what God's going to do. He doesn't release a schedule ahead of time of what all he's going to teach on. But God knows. And what I want to say is this. I suggest, listeners, that you do one of two things. If you can at all, either go to the conference, 2010 North Stark Road in Midland, 1 mile north of US 10. Services at 7 o'clock tomorrow night through Friday night. And then we have a 10:30 service Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday morning. I usually stream those, but you do as you wish. You do as you want. You do as you wish and as you want, but I suggest being a part of it whether you go or whether you stream, because I think it's really going to be a blessing to your life, because the ministry of helps is really important. And maybe you might not know that much about it. And if you don't, I guarantee you, you'll learn something new. And not just for the sake of learning either. I mean, like, through God. Letting God help you. Letting God speak into your life. Because that's what we're looking for. And we want to see God moving the services. I do. And so that's what I have for that. I have a song that I want to sing to you also. Jesus, be the center of it all. Jesus, be the center of it all. From beginning to the end, it will always be, it's always been you, Jesus. Jesus, nothing else matters. Everything revolves around you. Jesus, you. Jesus, be the center of my life. Jesus, be the center of my life. From beginning to the end, it will always be, it's always been you, Jesus. Jesus, nothing else matters.
Nothing in this world will do. Nothing else matters. Everything revolves around you, Jesus, you. From my heart to the heavens, Jesus, be the center. It's all about you. Yes, it's all about you. From my heart to the heavens, Jesus, be the center. It's all about you. Yes, it's all about you. Nothing else matters. Nothing in this world will do. Nothing else matters. Everything revolves around you, Jesus, you.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank Lord God, I thank you right now for this time and your word as we enter into your word to study for a few minutes. Thank you, Lord God, that your power will be manifest in us tonight. And I thank you, Lord God, that your hand is on our life tonight. And I just thank you that you have blessed this word. I thank you that we will be doers of this word and not just hearers. And that we'll receive everything from this that we are supposed to. That we will receive everything from this word that we are supposed to receive. In Jesus' matchless name. Amen. Amen and amen. I don't know about you, but I'm ready to open up the Word of God. And I'm going to Luke chapter 18. Please turn there. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to start with verse 31, and then we'll go down to the end of the chapter. And now I want to encourage you as we open the word. I should have done this a minute ago, but before we sang that, but I'll do it right now. Whatever I do for the next little bit, if I sing again, you sing if you know the lyrics. If I pray, you pray. As I study the Word of God, you go ahead and study it with me. And we just want you to be a part of this and receive everything that you need from this. Amen. All right. As I said, Luke 18:31, NIV. Now Jesus took the 12 disciples aside, and he told them, read letters, who's speaking? Oh, Jesus. And Jesus said, we are going up to Jerusalem, and everything that is written by the prophets about the Son of Man will be fulfilled. He will be handed to the Gentiles. They will mock him. They will insult him. They will spit on him, flog him, and they will kill him. On the third day, he will rise again. The disciples did not understand any of this. Its meaning was hidden from them. And they didn't know what he was talking about. Verse 35 now. next passage. As Jesus approached Jericho, a blind man was sitting by the roadside begging. When he heard the crowd going by, he asked what was happening. They told him, Jesus of Nazareth is passing by. He called out, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. Those who led the way rebuked him, and they told him to be quiet. But he shouted all the louder, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. Jesus stopped and ordered the man to be brought to him. When he came near, Jesus asked him, what do you want me to do for you? Lord, I want to see, he replied. Jesus said to him, receive your sight. Your faith has healed you. Immediately he received his sight, and he followed Jesus, praising God. When all the people saw it, they also praised God. Now, let me just check my clock. Oh, well, not bad at all. So, what you saw here, what I mean is, what we just read about here is Jesus and the disciples were going by. There was a huge crowd of people going by. I would say certainly a few thousand people. And there's this blind man sitting by the roadside begging for money. And then he asks all these people, what's going on? And he says, like, tries to guess by their voices whether it's a sir or a ma'am. I just imagine him as, you know, voice trying to point at the person and trying to, he'd say, sir, what's going on? And then someone told him, Sir, Jesus of Nazareth is passing by. When he heard that blind man shouted, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. I don't think that guy patty caked. I don't think he whimpered. I think he was desperate. He was believing God for that healing, manifestation, power in his life. He was believing for healing, for God to heal his eyes. And he didn't yell. The first thing he didn't yell was, Jesus, I want to see. He said, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. And then Jesus said, may I please have that man back there who's yelling? Now, can I please have him come up here? Now, they didn't have microphones in those days, but I imagine they had him come to wherever Jesus was, maybe on a hill or something, so that the sound could travel. So the man was blind, was brought to Jesus. And they didn't have canes or any devices like that for someone who's blind. They did not have white canes or anything like that. So he comes up to Jesus. Jesus says, "Now, sir, what can I do for you?" The man who was blind, he said, "Lord, that I may receive my sight." Put his hand on the man. And Jesus said something that I love when he says it. "Your faith has healed you." And then immediately, that man who had been blind, he received his sight, and he followed Jesus, and everyone was praising God. Now, I'm sure there were some people who weren't happy and probably had something to say, you know, the Pharisees and the Sadducees, but he didn't mention it right there. So it paints this picture that everyone just gave Jesus a big standing ovation and shouted and clapped. For the miracle they had seen. Trust me, if I was there on Jesus' day and needed that, I'd be getting up, shouting, clapping. I wouldn't just sit there and kind of, yay, another one of those. Nope. Because I know the God that is my healer. I know that. I know that God. I know that God who opened blind eyes. I know that Jesus who opened blind eyes. I know the one who healed deaf ears. I know the one who he raised the dead to life. I know the God who makes hearts start working again when they stop and they're in the middle of a surgery that's 21 hours long. I know that God. I do. And I was, my pastor right now, he's dealing with healing right now as well. And there's a couple points that I want to bring up about healing. One of them is this: divine health is better than divine healing. You say, "Well, Brother Miracle Man, Brother Doctor, Brother Miracle Man, Brother Googla Boogla, well, what do you mean, Miracle Man?" Well, when you get to that place that you're living in divine health, that means that you're not always in need of a divine healing. You're not always in need of another deliverance. And that's the will of God, is for us to be in divine health. But praise God, thank God for divine healing in case you have those times that you need a healing. Either because you got sick or because you were injured. And God doesn't want you to live in sickness, disease, or pain. You want to know something about pain? God created that. Not so you could suffer, but so you could know how it feels. So you could know if you're one of those five-year-old kids who goes up to a hot stove, and they touch it, and they get burnt. And then their brain tells them, that's hot. Don't touch it. And your mommy and daddy tried to tell you, don't touch the hot stove. By the way, Johnny, can't you smell the food? whatever is being made, depending on how long it takes to cook. Maybe he can't. But the five-year-old will go and he'll go touch the stove. You know how five-year-olds are. I used to reach up higher than I was supposed to at seven. So don't think that because the kid turned six, they're not going to touch the stove anymore. Uh-uh. They're looking, they're watching, they want to learn. But at the same time, they got to be careful. I'm off the stove thing. But all I'm saying is, God created that pain so that you'd be able to sense when something's not right. Like after you touch the stove. Or without pain, you could get a concussion out there on the football field, and you would have no idea. You'd have no idea that something was wrong. And you could end up with CTE because you didn't pay attention and you couldn't feel that pain.
Right.
And you couldn't feel the stuff that something was wrong. Why is my memory off compared to what it was 20 minutes ago before I got hit?
Right.
And so God gave us these things. But at the same time, God does not want us to just live in eternal discomfort where every minute or two or three, someone overhears you yelling, that thing hurts. Same goes with sickness and disease. It also works with pain. And God has the medicine for that. The Word of God. Speaking of medicine, by the way, listeners, I urge you, if you're going to take that medicine, pray over it. Really pray over it if it has a childproof cap. Really, 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 really pray over it if it has a senior-proof cap. Do they actually make those, or do you think Dr. Buckley was teasing, Brooke? Do they actually make those?
I think he was teasing.
a senior-proof cap. And then they have all those and now you get a whole readout from the pharmacy trying to warn you. Expect these. Expect to forget your last name. Expect to think that your name was Ronald when it's really Robert. Or that you're, you know, and stuff like that. Expect to. Does that mean you will? No, but they put that stuff on there because people have had various side effects. Any medicine you can think of basically has a side effect label on it. So, should I take my medicine? Well, if the doctor says to take it, yeah. But pray over that stuff. Pray over that stuff. Pray that the medicine works. And pray that only the good of it happens. And that it works quickly and well so that you can get off of that stuff as soon as possible. Because God wants you off of it. And it's just something crazy to me. You know, Dr. Buckley mentioned this years ago. Some pastor was talking to someone. They were rapping. No, they weren't making a rap song. It's kind of a way some pastors and some older people back in the day, they would say rapping instead of talking. Have you ever heard of that book? But that was more like 5-10 years ago that they would say that. Now they won't even, I feel like now they won't say that anymore because they think, because all the kids will think rap music. Huh.
Right.
But anyway, he was rapping. and he was talking to Dr. Buckley and he was mentioning, isn't this something, Doc, that Christians will pray over this food package, but they won't pray over the medicine bottle, where the medicine bottle has all these side effects on it, trying to warn you. And the food package, well, it's supposed to have an expiration date, so you can at least be good there. And various things, they're supposed to have a thing that says what pesticides are used. Aren't they? I think they're supposed to have something that says what pesticides are used.
I think they're supposed to.
And, you know, you should pray over your food. You should pray over your water. You should pray over your medicine. And it really doesn't hurt to pray over your water, whether it's from a tap system that's dirty. I mean, that's been known to have some issues with it. And if you know that tap system is super dirty, why are you drinking that water anyway? Or even if it's clean water, pray over it. Or the bottle of water. Pray over that. Because you never know what organisms could be in there. You want to pray. You want to bless it. You want to pray over it. The Bible says in Exodus, he says, and you shall bless thy bread. He didn't say what kind. And thy water. That's how God shall bless thy bread and thy water. He didn't say what kind of water. Obviously, it could mean other beverages, could be clean water, dirty. could be spring purified, distilled. I don't know. Could be out of the lake. Could be juice. No. Coca-Cola or Pepsi or Dr. Pepper. I don't think God discriminates Coke versus Pepsi. I don't know. I don't think he does. He'll bless it. You know, if you ask him to. Could be coffee. But he said, you shall bless thy bread and thy water. And he also said that none, I will put none of these diseases upon you. So, make up your mind that it is not God that is making you sick. So what you can do obviously pray. You know, when sickness and disease is coming upon you, pray over yourself. Call yourself healed. Under that, I would put in there, find the healing verses in the Bible, especially those that apply to your condition. Well, the sickness, well, what I'm dealing with right now isn't in the Bible. That doesn't mean the Bible verses don't work. Because the name is, pneumonia is not in the Bible. Well, if you have pneumonia and you have a fever, fever's in there. And, you know, blindness is in there, deafness is in there. And it works whether you just got the common cold, fever, flu, or you have something that's more long-term and more debilitating. Works both ways. So what you need to do is pray and find the verses for your situation. Another thing, make sure that you're right with God and that you're not breaking any hedges and not holding grudges. If you're holding grudges against your brother, not forgiving your brother, I don't just mean like your family, people that you know, you're holding grudges against them, not forgiving them, living on forgiveness, that's going to hurt you. You'll stay sick. Another one. Pray over that medicine, whether it has a childproof cap or not. And pray that only the good that's supposed to come out of it is what comes out of it. 4. And this is related. This should really be all part of 3. So it will be also pray over your food, your water, that only the good comes out of it. because whether we think so or not, people do get poisoned, you know, from food poisoning and all sorts of other things. Sometimes it can just be mishandling. All right. You got to watch that. And number four, make up your mind right now. This should really be number one. And that is make up your mind right now. And then the other three follow this. Make up your mind right now that it is not God that is making me sick. I should make up my mind that it is not God who is making me sick. Because God didn't make his people sick. He doesn't want us sick. He wants you healed. He doesn't want you bound. He wants you free. He wants you delivered. He wants you pure. Yes, he does. And he has a plan for you. I'm so glad that I serve such an awesome God. So, remember those 4 points that we talked about tonight? It is not God making me sick. Number two was to find the verses and make good confessions over my life and call my body healed. And add that to it. Two, find the verses. Three, make sure that you're right with God and that you're not breaking hedges. And four, pray over your food, your drink, and your medicine. Those are the four things that everyone who is sick and believing for healing should do. The truth of the matter is, even if we're not sick, we should all be doing those things. Because you do know that the devil will try to convince you that God, that it could be, that maybe it's God making me sick. And you need to make up your mind before you get sick that it's not God putting it on you. Now, perfectly, you won't get one of those terrible, terrible, terrible bugs. But if you do, you'll have it in your mind, perfectly, that it's not God who put this here. Amen. Lord God, I thank you for this time tonight in the Word. I thank you, Lord God, that we will do and put to practice your Word tonight, as we are doers of this Word and not hearers only. And Lord God, I take a minute right now to pray over all of those Sorry about that. That was my alarm. I take a moment, Lord God, to pray over all of those who are sick, who are believing God for healing. I just thank you, Lord God, that you are the great healer. You are the great physician. I thank you that by your word says that by your stripes, Jesus, we are healed. And I thank you, God, for complete wholeness and complete restoration in all these people. Pain, sickness, and disease must go in the name of Jesus. Amen. And amen and amen. And amen. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Yes, Father. Love you, Lord. Thank you, God. I'm sorry, I'm just, listeners, I'm just making sure we're clear. Before we move on, because I really want to be obedient to God. Yes, Lord. Just look, you know, just sing this with me. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. All right. Now, for sports, the Tigers yesterday, they just had their 100th loss of the season as they fell to the Oakland Athletics yesterday 3-1. In other Tigers news, Dave Dombrowski, the president of operations, which had given us so many great players like Verlander, Cabrera, Rick Porcello, Max Scherzer, Doug Fister, and many others. He just got fired from the Red Sox organization after it was found out that there is no way that they would be making the playoffs this year. And therefore, they fired their president. I wonder if he will end up in Detroit ever again. I don't think so. I don't think he'll be coming back. I personally don't think he'll be coming back to Detroit to be a president of any kind. I don't think he has anything against Detroit. I just don't think he'll be back. So I thought I'd put that to bed. My alarm went off a couple minutes ago, and what that alarm was is that was when I was supposed to start football. But I obeyed God, and I'd rather be right with God than be right with my alarm. So I started a minute late. I've been late before, and it's been late before. Believe it or not, Brooke, my pastor actually said that once when he was saying about it being late. He said, it's been late before. Yeah, I love it. But so, football Friday night. We got some other games to get to, but first, I'll just go over the picks I made and how we did. Friday night, the featured game that I was at, in terms of high school, I was at the Dow High versus Lapeer game that was at Midland High School's stadium. Now, Dow doesn't have a home football stadium, so they just play at Midland High. And I figured Dow would probably beat Lapeer. I really underestimated Lapeer's athleticism, speed, size. I knew Lapeer was big, but I thought Dow had an answer based on how they played the week before against Grand Blanc and only lost by 2 points. Well, only to be smacked in the face, 43-6. I said they would win by like 4 points. I got totally smoked. But I did not see a 43-6. I figured Dow and Lapeer would play it close. I figured it could be back and forth. I really did. But the winner of that game was, believe it or not, Brooke, this is how bad it was. The winner was the band.
Really?
Yes.
What in the world?
That's how you know it was bad, huh?
Yeah,
well, the winner is the band. I know, right? And their student section, believe it or not, 8 rows of kids in it. Because I always ask how many rows of kids, because usually if I figure 30 rows, that kind of gives me an idea, like, for the attendance.
Right.
As far as how many there was. And 8 rows, that's not too great of attendance, because usually at Midland, it's usually at least 12, at very least 12, 13.
Right. I guess it also depends on how long the rows are.
Yeah, oh, because of course it was in section one, and there was only 8 rows of kids, and like at Midland High, I say each row holds 30 kids. Does that sound about right?
Yeah, about around there.
You wouldn't go any higher though.
Yeah, probably wouldn't go too much higher than that.
Like maybe 32, 33, but we'll say 30, so about 280. And chances are, if there was only 8 rows worth, you imagine at least number 8 was not totally filled.
Right.
Because they don't fill you, and you would imagine, if anything, no more than
70%. Right. Yeah, that sounds right.
Because the last couple of rows, they like to space out a little bit.
Yeah.
So that means there was probably, let me think here, 150, 182. I would say there was probably like 220 kids there, and that's probably about it. But then on that bottom row, how many kids can fit on that wall that are not like touching the bleachers? Would you say another 20?
Maybe, yeah, anywhere from 15 to 20, I guess.
So the bottom row can actually hold 50 kids.
Yeah.
So I had to add another 20 for that,
right.
which means probably 240.
Yeah.
But usually if you're on 11, if you're at 11, can you usually see what that wall looks like?
Yeah.
Because that kind of gives me an idea. So I would say like 240 kids there. Usually at Midland, there'll be a lot more than that. The fans at times, they were doing a good job of cheering, but other times it was real pathetic. And LaPierre's side was only 20% full, but they were loud, especially the first couple touchdowns. They were on it.
Yeah.
And I was really impressed by them. Now, Midland, on the other hand, they went down to Flint. They went down to a place against the school where they had lost to last year, Flint Common Ainsworth. And they went to work, and they got the job done, baby. 45-0 Chemics with a big win. They are 2-0 on the year. Dow, on the other hand, is 0-2. But Midland is 2-0. They are just firing on all cylinders. The coach was impressed at how well they did at cleaning up the few mistakes that they made in the previous game. And they are just looking awesome. Now, what's next for Midland and Dow? Dow hosts Bay City Central on Friday at Midland Stadium. Midland goes to Bay City Western. Bay City Western and Bay City Central are both 0-2. So someone's got to win that Dow game. And, of course, someone, and then, of course, we'll see about the Midland game, and I will make that prediction on Wednesday. Let's turn the page to college football, shall we? Let's start with that wild Michigan-Army game. Michigan versus Army at the Big House Saturday at Michigan Stadium. I was thinking it was going to be a pretty easy win for Michigan. Well, about the win, I was right, which I'm still so thankful for. But the fact there was going to be an easy win. At one point, they were almost down 21-7, which at that point, that would have made it a pretty deep hole. And they did end up winning the ball game. Michigan had to keep Army's kicker from drilling a field goal to help send it to overtime. Because if Army made the field goal, Michigan would have lost the game. So it goes into overtime. Michigan scores. Then Army scores. And Michigan gets another field goal. Army does it and turns it over. There's a turnover. Army turns it over, and then there's your ball game. Michigan wins 24-21 over Army. Michigan State. Michigan State's offense dramatically improved. I mean, there was a day and night difference between week one and week two. Their offense just looked tremendous. And their defense was great, too. Although, I will say this. Western Michigan's offense and defense both looked terrible. Terrible. As Michigan State beats the Fords 51-7. And Lewerke did a great job. The defenders did a great job. And at this point, Michigan State looks more solid to me than Michigan. I didn't think I would say that this year. I really didn't. At any point. Michigan goes on their bye week. goes on a bye week this weekend before they got to go to Wisconsin to take on the Cheeseheads. I'll do some commentary on that next week about Harbaugh and what's happened since Harbaugh's gotten there and what I think needs to do. The whole thing of because Harbaugh being on the road. And I will we'll have a discussion on that next week. But for State, they look like the team of 2 years ago, maybe even better. And they're just making me proud. And if you think about it, I am a State fan and a Michigan fan. I'm not so much, people may say, oh, you're a traitor. No, I'm not. I just like them both. I will say that I like Michigan State more than Michigan, a lot more than Michigan, actually, when they had our friend Andrew Maxwell. I'm sure you've heard of that name before, Brooke, haven't you?
What name?
Andrew Maxwell. He was the guy. He was a quarterback for Midland High between from 05 to 08.
I think I have heard that
name. And I'm sure you've also heard of the nickname for him, A-Max, haven't you?
Yeah. Yep.
Yep. I'm sure maybe you heard this, maybe not. He was like one of the best quarterbacks in the history of MHS football. Or have you heard that he was the best one?
One of the best, if not the best.
That he compiled like quite a few different records. For passing yardage and stuff,
yeah.
Especially since Midland has normally been known across the circles and across the league as a running team. Whereas when Maxwell was here, it was a lot more pass. We ran quite a bit too, but we threw a lot. And he got lots and lots and lots of yards. And it was good. It was big. Every year he was here, we at least made the district final. Big, good wins. Big, like what you wish you had when you were at Midland High, right, Brooke?
Yeah.
yep, like how it's supposed to be. That was the only time ever that we made it to the district final at least 3 years in a row. Only that time it was 5 years. Hasn't happened since. We had three in a row, 11-13. My hope is that we can start a good streak coming up here with the talent that we have right now. I'm liking what I'm seeing. Like, this is the first time in a few years that you know of, like, that you've seen that, like, even the freshmen look good. You know what I mean? And in a way, as long as they all stay healthy, I feel like the future is good for Midland, don't you?
Yeah, I think so.
Because, like, I feel like they've kind of, like, they were just in a little bit of a tough spot, and now they're getting it right. I will say, though, it was cool, though, 02 to 2013, 12 straight years of playoff football. That was more than anyone else I know of in this area.
Yeah.
And that was... Now, Clarkston has a very long streak going of their own. But... Now, elsewhere in the big standings, Texas is still in the top 10, but they lost. They're 0-2, so I don't know what they're even doing in the top 10 at all, if they're even in there. I know they were dealt a tough hand, but still. And Louisiana and LSU jumps OS, that school to the south. even though that school to the south looked really good, and they're winning. And Wishing again fell a couple spots. That's what they'll be if they lose to Wisconsin again. They'll be, rather than Michigan, they'll be Wishing again. That's what'll happen. Don't you agree, Brooke?
Yeah.
Yeah. If they fall to Wisconsin, that's what'll happen. They'll have to look at themselves and be like, "What happened?" They have to do some soul searching. Let's go to NFL.
In about 8 minutes.
Thursday night, Pack Bears at Soldier Field. Pack wins it 10-3. Defensive showdown. Both teams' defenses looked really good. And obviously, Rodgers threw for another touchdown, which is good to see. I mean, if you're a Packer fan. Not me. I wish the Bears would have won. That's why I nicknamed them No Pack No. Now the Lions / lie down / now tie down, tie up, whatever you want to call it. They played to a tie with the Arizona Cardinals yesterday in the desert. They're calling it the debacle in the desert. The Lions, early in the fourth quarter, were up 24-6. And I was listening to Huge today, Bill Simonson, by the way, the Huge Show. I called into a show. I made a comment. But I was listening to him, and he was talking about how, in the fourth quarter, he was getting ready to leave the restaurant that he was at, watching the game, and to go pick up his son. And he was thinking, maybe this will be their year. They're up 24-6. They'll go into Ford Field next week with a 1-0 record and possibly beat San Diego, so they'll be 2-0. And what could go wrong? Maybe this will be their year. They'll make some noise, make the playoffs, win a playoff game maybe. Well, your defense gave up a touchdown, huh? Oh, yeah. Oh, by the way, there were some penalties, pass interference penalties against the Lions. Oh, yeah? And then give up another touchdown. Then give up a field goal. I mean, it was 6, then 9, and then 1. And then one day, and then it's like, score another touchdown. Now it's 24-16. There's a couple minutes left on the clock in the fourth quarter. Score a touchdown. 2-point conversion was good. And the defender, he just fell down. He just fell down as the quarterback was going for the 2-point conversion. He just fell down and then stand up and defend the ball like he was supposed to. And then, so it goes to overtime. Arizona goes for a field goal, they get it. Lions go for a field goal, they get it. Then the rest of the way through, they just go back and forth through possessions. Lions defense trying a bit, but the Cardinals' defensive line giving the Lions trouble, and therefore the game comes to an end, 27-27. I kind of see it as a Lions loss because of how they collapsed in the fourth quarter. And that's why I said I don't know which nickname for them. Lie downs, maybe, I don't know, tie downs, tie up. Maybe tie downs this time because they got tied down. That's a good way to put it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably the one time this year I'll use it, because hopefully they'll get to winning games. And sometimes ties can come against you, you know. They can come back to haunt you later. And so first time in a while that a Lions game ended in a tie, in a very long time, actually. Elsewhere in the NFL yesterday, Patriots win big over the Steelers, 33-3. That wasn't even a ball game. And they played without Antonio Brown, who was just traded by the Raiders to the Patriots. Other teams who won yesterday included Minnesota, Tennessee, San Diego, no, Los Angeles Chargers, Los Angeles Rams, Seahawks, Panthers didn't win, nope. All the Florida teams lost. Cowboys, they beat the Giants, whipped them. Ravens pounced on the Dolphins, 59-10. That could have possibly had a running clock on it, but the NFL doesn't do that. Only high school does. And there was quite a few last-second touchdowns, a couple. There was another overtime game. And pretty good day of football. Tonight, two NFL games. And as is customary on the Miracle Man Show, I'm going to pick them. Now, most Monday nights, there'll only be one football game, but first week of the season, I don't know why they do it this way, but they do. So, two games to pick really quick. Texans at Saints. I will be tuning into this game when I get home on the Yahoo Sports app. Texans at Saints. Texans are looking to for redemption from their loss at home last year in the playoffs. Saints are looking to just keep doing what they've been doing. What got them all the way to the playoffs last year, even though they lost at home in the NFC Championship game. But they are looking to keep doing what they've been doing. I think they will be able to get a win at home tonight. They have a wonderful fan base. I love how loud their fan base is a lot. If I was to go to another stadium besides Ford Field or the Atlanta Stadium, I think it would be the Superdome, because I love how loud their fan base is. It is just awesome. St. Peter and Paul, 34. Big Tex, 21. Raiders are at home taking on the Denver Broncos. And minus Antonio Brown, who was traded, I think the Raiders are going to have a tough time. Give me horses 28 over Raided, R-A-I-D-E-D, 21. And until next time, everybody, God first, God always. So long, everybody.